When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, it's Hump Day. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We are the Old School crew coming at you live at 1040 O Street. Brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 84th and Old Cheney, and 168th in Maple up there in the O, or the Metro, whatever they like to call it up there. Essentially an extension of Lincoln. A lot going on. Obviously, here in Lincoln, groundbreaking news. Named the starting quarterback yesterday. I guess you could have your, you know, your leaders are guys that, you know, have earned the right for the single digits. So a lot coming out. I mean, this is the time. Look, I don't know what the date is today, but you're less than 2 weeks away, you know, from the game. Your first game.
10 days.
10 days. So yeah, this is about that time where, you know, school hadn't started. You haven't, you know, I guess officially broke camp. I don't even know when that is. But you know, you guys start looking at your first opponent, which is UTEP, and those things that, you know, start to come out. And you know, there's no time like the present. You know, there's no, you know, you don't got to be secretive anymore and all that stuff. And you know, spots have earned, and now you got to just you know, kind of etch it in concrete, you know, by your play and what you do, you know, moving forward. I think, you know, whether you're a starter on offense, black shirt, single digit, rotational player, or whatever you want to call it, or like say a package player, which essentially you're a starter in whatever nickel, dime, peso, whatever they call it. You know, that's just a start. That's just kind of like the first step into this long, fast journey of what a football season is. You know, it's long because it's obviously physically grueling, mentally grueling, and you don't get to play, you know, a whole bunch of games. You only get to play 12. But it can, you know, once you kind of get in your routine, you know, the season can go very quick. We know this here as, you know, being in, you know, on the radio. Once the season gets going, there's football on essentially almost every day during the week once the season really gets rolling. And next thing you know, you can look up and we'll be complaining about, instead of being at 90 degrees and 90% humidity, we'll be complaining about being at about negative 40 and, you know, 20 mile an hour winds. And it's, you know, state records in the windshield. So, you know, first for the single digits, for me, it's like, I think it's just kind of like an extension of a starter, you know, or starters, or I think those are just the players that you know, your leadership. So, you know, generally, I don't know how many captains they have, but those are the guys that have, you know, put in the work and been very consistent, I'm assuming. And then also have embraced being a single digit. That means you're doing a lot of things besides making plays. You know, probably got some experienced players, but then also guys that have established themselves, you know, long before, you know, today, as far as being a player they can depend on. So I think it's a big deal. It's probably a bigger deal to them than me, because we were more vested in whatever number we were either given, and we made that number because we didn't have a choice, or somebody else had the number we wanted, we had to wait. Or we were able to get the number we wanted, and so we wanted to make that number special. But, you know, times are changing, and the single digits is a big deal in this day and age of college football because the rules have changed of being a single digit.
What's the bigger deal, single digits or black shirts?
I mean, for me, it'd be black shirts. I think it's along the same just because an offensive player can't be a black shirt. So, you know, I think it's you know, for Nebraska, I think this single digit is probably like a new tradition, right? I mean, it's different. The kids are different. The whole dynamics is different. You got to think as a defensive lineman, I don't even know if you could be a single digit when I played. You know what I'm saying?
I think you're correct.
Yeah, so it's a, you know, two different things, but they're both very important. They're very important to the kids these days. Even you see it all the way up to the pros. You see guys being single digits, whether it's a safety, some play linebacker, you know. And so, you know, I think it's a, you know, it's a big deal. But also I think the black shirts is a big deal because that's a totally different, that's a long withstanding, long historic tradition in the, you know, the state of Nebraska football. But single digits is different. It's more of a holistic thing, and it's a newer thing, and it's also it's a sign of the times too, you know, where, you know, you see guys at the pro level wearing single digits.
The other single digit tradition is LSU's playmaker gets seven.
Yeah, get seven. Now it's not single digits. You get the, they call it the double sticks at Penn State.
Mm-hmm. 55 Parsons.
Parsons and LeVar Arrington, Navarro Bowman, those guys, right? And then you saw it also at USC, who got to wear 55. Yeah, Willie McGinnis, obviously. Rivers, who was a linebacker for the Cincinnati first-round pick. Then, obviously, Junior Seau, so forth and so on. So, it's just every school kind of has their tradition in certain numbers. Now is moving towards the single digit. But like you said, the one at LSU, seven, has been a long-standing the dude and generally defensive back. And, obviously, Fournette wore it, you know, on offense, but it was more or less a defense tradition where you had Patrick Patterson, Honey Badger, and several other guys.
Delpit, I think,
that wore it. And
Stingley got there, didn't he?
Yeah, and wore it very well. So I think it's just, you know, part of the, you know, preseason, you know, process.
And you mentioned that 9 of the 10 are on defense.
Right.
Do you think that's just because of the – and it was a similar – not 9-1 last year, but again, it was more defense than offense – do you think that's the way Matt Rhule prefers it, or do you think that with the young crop of offensive players, maybe in a couple of years we'll see, you know, 5 or more of the 10 on the offensive side?
I think it's just one of those things that the defense has more seen, you know, kind of more veterans, guys that are more dependable and done it on a, and know what it, you know, it's kind of been in the mix, and so, you know, you got a lot of freshmen and transfer guys. And now I know Banks, you know, is. You know, single digit. I think he's 4, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, I think with him, it's, he's, you know, I think they mentioned about it early is him coming in and leading and showing the younger guys, you know, what it takes on and off the field, in the classroom, out in, you know, the city or whatever, you know, teaching them trying to be a pro. So that's where he comes in, and that's where his experience at Wake Forest and him going through the process probably helped him get a leg up as far as a transfer. But I'm assuming, I can't speak for Coach Rhule, but generally you like to have 5 and 5. That'd be great, right?
And hey, throw a specialist in there once every 10 years.
I was just about to say
Brian Buscini, you are a single digit.
Yeah, if you had like a Chris Brown or Henry or somebody like that, sure. You know, a guy that, you know, shows some cojones and make it. You know what I mean? You got to think, we were just talking about Vinatieri.
Number 4?
Yeah, we talk about him. I was talking to him with Harrison about Incend the Huddle. Like, it's not where you start, it's how you finish. I remember looking out there and knowing it was a guarantee he was going to miss a field goal when I was early in my career. And then next thing you know, he becomes, if not the most clutch, one of the most clutch kickers of all time. So, you know, single digits are, you know, here to stay, you know, and you got to, I like it because the more that you can have a goal or something that they can play for that besides themselves, which is the ability to wear it, you know, I think hopefully, you know, lead to better play on the field.
What does it do to the offense? You got one player. Black shirts are going to, so you get the single digits and you get black shirts.
Right.
So defense gets two celebrations of leadership and specialness.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a team celebration because these are your guys that, you know, offensive guy can go to. I mean, there's going to be a year, you know, that the offense will have 7-8 guys. It's kind of just a snapshot into a glimpse of the team. And so, you know, I don't think the offense are going to be, you know, upset. I just think they understand the dynamics of the team. Most of those guys are young, you know, and they have goals to shoot for. And quite frankly, it might be more offensive players next year just because a lot of the guys that are on there are older senior guys. And so I don't think the offense really cares that much. And, you know, the celebration is there, but then also validation of the work you've done. I think this is a more of a team thing. You know, the coaches are probably looking at it. The weight coach is probably looking at it. I'm sure academics, you ain't going to be up there if you ain't going to school and stuff, right? So this is a whole team thing, guys that bought into the process. Then for black shirts, obviously, these are our starters on defense, which all that goes into, but it's just fixated on defense.
Any one of the guys surprise you at all?
I don't know who's on there. So Nash, not a surprise. Ty's not a surprise.
Jamari, we're number one.
Yeah. Not necessarily surprised about that because he's really matured off the field and then that's going to lead him to be successful. So, no.
Hill, no.
Just because of his total about face, you know, starting from last year.
Singleton?
No, because I think, no.
Bullock?
Not necessarily.
Hartsock?
Maybe that.
That's the closest thing to a surprise for me.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by Banks. Just because I kind of knew about him coming from Wake Forest, you know some people that know him. So I don't think there's any surprise. And really, that's good to have some surprises. That means it's not let's just rinse and repeat. You know, you got somebody that's maybe, you know, changed their body, changed the way that they go about the game, you know, or go about, you know, living their, you know, Nebraska life per se and getting rewarded for it. You know, so it's a goal to try to attain. And once you attain it, you got to live up to it. And if you thought that maybe you were on the cusp of being there, you know, like whatever, I don't know who that would be. Then you have something to shoot for, you know? And so this is a time that you just got to kind of always kind of look in and say, okay, we got to do everything we got to do to move forward. You know, you can't get caught up in your individual stuff, which, you know, obviously I wouldn't say this is a reward. This is probably a celebration of the work that they've done.
Okay, you have a thought, DP.
Well, the text line said, well, O-line, we can't wear single digits. Well, Piper was voted last year and just chose to wear a two-digit number. So you could have chosen offensive linemen, guys who have started for 3 years. You didn't do that. You had running backs who started for 3 years. You didn't do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, they don't have – I mean – I think that's still an open competition. Now, was Piper – was he able to – I thought that he –
So,
w-
Nick
I thought,
looked this up when
I
they
thought
were
he
released.
Wasn't able to, right?
They are not explicitly – it's not explicitly
– Said no. Highly encouraged
forbidden.
Not to.
Yeah, highly encouraged is essentially it's not explicitly forbidden, but
– They awarded him the single digit. He chose to wear 57.
Yeah, but if it's highly encouraged, it's like, yeah, okay, you got it, and you probably need to throw a 50 on there. You know, because, I mean, that would, I don't know if the offensive line would fit that. Not, unless you wear zero. I'd make an exception if you wear the double zero.
I like it for an interior guy. For a tackle, you get really creative with it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if an offensive lineman would ever. I think you could be like what you practice in, but a game, I don't know if it, how well that would look, you know. But
Other thing from the text line news of the day, of course, Dylan Raiola named starting quarterback. I know we'll get into it.
Yeah.
let's say he continues on the trajectory we think he's on, he lives up to the hype and everything. Is 15 a hallowed number that he doesn't give up, or would this be something that Matt Rhule says, hey, you're voted a leader, 15's your number, but the team thinks you're single digit?
That's a tough question. I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking like...
Because you don't want to make him bigger in the program.
No, yeah. I mean, that's a... Yeah, that's a tough question, you know. When you're a junior or a sophomore junior, even though you're technically not a captain, you're still a captain, so it's still that way. I mean, that's a bigger question than just on the field. University question, because obviously if they're branding, I'm sure it's in conjunction together, right? So, you know, that's probably there's probably a lot more people than just the head coach and the quarterback going in that conversation. So, you know, the biggest thing that he could do is just establish himself, you know, on the field and by his actions, and then the rest will take care of itself. Because if he becomes and chooses to become, and it's a group decision that to be a single digit, I don't think it's going to change in how many people, you know, buy his jerseys or t-shirts or anything like that. So it's just, I mean, it'd be great for himself and the university if that happens. It'd be interesting though. I wouldn't mind being listening to that conversation.
To be a fly on the wall for that one.
Yeah. Well, if that conversation comes to a head, that means a lot of good stuff has been happening.
True.
Both for him and obviously, you know, the team and all that. So
two days ago, Malachi Coleman and Dylan Raiola were both listed as 15. Coleman switched to 11. What do you think Dylan had to give up?
Nothing.
Promise him 6 targets a game?
I don't know if these guys got that in them to be demanding the ball yet, the young guys yet. I don't know. I doubt it. Maybe a little something. We're not at that point. I forget the dude, the quarterback, Clawson, was at at Carolina.
Jimmy Clawson?
Yeah, and Cam came in and tried to strong-arm Cam. And Cam was like, bro, you might not even be here, Nick. I'll just wait it out. You know, that's not Malachi, but, you know, maybe a little something, maybe like a dinner or something, maybe, you know, some cash. I don't know. I don't think it was that big of a negotiation, though. He's starting quarterback and you're a receiver, so it's kind of like you're in this. I will tell you this before we go to break. Every player has two numbers they want. Or you should.
Plan A and plan B?
Oh, yeah. I mean, take the single digits out of it. You should have two numbers that you want. Now, there's not a player that I know that's ever thought about a number. Because you talk about it. What are the two numbers you want? And sometimes you just make the number.
Yeah, first year number. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Grant Wisham came in at 98 and just made a 98, you know. I came in as a red shirt wearing number 7.
Hello!
Yeah.
That's the number of points you put on the board every touch, right?
I wore 6 in high school, but wore 7 just because it was like, you're a scrub, here you go. Everybody thought I was Reggie Ball. I guess Reggie Ball must have caught a tip pass somewhere, maybe in a bowl game against Florida State, and they were like, great catch. I was like, thanks. And if you ever see Reggie Ball, me and him do not favor each other. But a few times everybody thought I was Reggie Ball. Yeah. Everybody thought I was like Reggie Ball because I had number 7 on. I signed a few autographs of Reggie Ball, too, at Fan Day. Sorry.
From you.
Yeah. I was so excited to sign.
You cheated these kids out of money, Jay. You made a living.
I think they did all right. They came back next year. It was all good. So, anyways, good first segment. We'll dive in to see what it means to have a freshman quarterback, what the expectations are, what they should be, what they could be, and what freshman quarterbacks have done over the the time of college football, and what you need to do to have a successful year as a freshman starting at any position. So the quarterback is obviously the biggest and the hardest because they're always going to be talked about. But we've had some freshmen start here before, so we'll see how it goes here in the future. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.